It's Friday. We play back the best jokes of the week. We try and pick the joke of the week, and we'll randomly select from the jokes sent in. Somebody's about to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a visitor from outer space, and John Williams will star in a silent role as the Earthling meeting with the alien.
Greetings from the planet IKEA. We come in pieces.
Green antennas actually came out of Dave's head while he was doing that. It was spectacular. Joke of the week number two. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you thought the debate was bad, guys, wait until you see the swimsuit competition. I do not want to talk about it. Joke of the week number three.
Hey, John, you've heard of Vincent Van Gogh, right?
Oh, sure. In fact, I know the whole Van Gogh family tree, Dave.
You know his dizzy aunt?
That would be Vertigo.
The brother who ate prunes?
Gotta go.
His magician uncle?
Where did he?
The nephew who drove stagecoach?
Well, that would be Wells Farr.
The ballroom dancing aunt?
That would be Tang.
The bouncy baby nephew? The bouncy baby nephew?
Wait for it. Poe. Thank you.
And
thank you.
Finally, his niece who drives an RV.
That would be Winnie Bay. Then we played Starry, Starry Night. Okay, here's joke of the week number four. When I was a young boy, I saw a child psychiatrist.
And?
His name was Timmy. He was no help at all. He was a child psychologist. John, what do you think? Here's joke of the week number five. What did the sheep say to the shepherd?
I don't know. What?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. What did the sheep say to the shepherd?
You heard me. But that's pretty good, actually. Excellent performance by me, if I do say so. Joke of the week number six. Little known fact, line dancing was created by women at Wrigley Field waiting to use the bathroom. You know where that's really true, and I don't know what the solution to it is because these theaters are old, but if you go to one of the Broadway shows in town for the intermission, which they almost always have, it's just torture. The ladies, I don't know what you're going to do about it. If you want to have a glass of Chardonnay before the show, even if you don't, it's can you pee before the second act? It's a contest we have in Chicago for every show, and I don't know the solution. Here's joke of the week number seven. What did the shirts say to the pants as they were walking away? Peace out, britches. Joke of the week number eight. Hey, here's a pro tip for those of you who hate having to boil water every time you want to make pasta. Boil several gallons of hot water at the beginning of the week and then freeze it for later use. Joke of the week number nine. I'm reading a book about a couple of insects that fall in love in an Italian city. It's a romance novel. Joke of the week number 10. I was playing fantasy football with my friend, and he said, let's make this interesting. So we stopped playing fantasy football. I'm not a fan either, John. Here's number 11. Hey, Dave, yesterday I saw a girl with six lip piercings at Walmart, and it took everything in my power not to attach a shower curtain. Yeah, but you know what? I'm not saying anything about that young lady. I'll bet she's just terrific. Here's joke of the week number 12.
Hey, John, what did you say that canned meat is from Hawaii?
I don't remember, Dave.
Yeah, but you were talking about it just yesterday.
I'm sorry, Dave. I guess I've got spamnesia. Joke of the week number 13. Astronomer looked in his telescope and discovered a new dwarf planet orbiting between Mars and Jupiter.
What did he say?
You cannot be Ceres. That still works, right? Here's joke of the week number 14. James Wing in Southwest Michigan, now listen to this, said, here's a fun fact. You cannot breathe through your nose with your tongue out. And you just tried it, didn't you? And now you realize you can do it, but you look like a dog when you do.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a speed joke or not, but I just love that little exercise. Take that to your outdoor barbecues and stuff this weekend and challenge your family and friends. It's 10:44. Steve Alec. Steve, did you try that?
Yeah. You got me.
I'm telling you. And there is a way to do it, but not at first blush. Anyway, Steve, the joke of the week was?
I'm going with the Van Gogh family tree.
Van Gogh family tree. Dave, is that going to be your joke of the week?
It is not. I'm going with T.
Timmy the child psychologist.
Timmy the child psychologist. Bob Kessler says the joke of the week was...
It's got to be the Van Gogh family tree.
Van Gogh family tree. I like peace out, britches. Colin is our producer today. Colin, which one are you going to go with?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Holy cow. We got to figure out who sent that in. Three out of the four. So somebody earns a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, and we'll randomly select a name here in just a minute and send somebody one as well. Okay, thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.